Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Series 3, Episode 41 of this daily study podcast. Thank you once again for joining us at the end of this week as we conclude our study of the February the 1st to February the 7th materials from the Come Follow Me manual covering Doctrine and Covenants sections 10 to 11 that you may come off conqueror. And we're concluding section 11 today. Once again, as I say, it's very rare that we get to go through every single verse in these study sessions, as there are only six that we focus on the Come Follow Me materials. And so I do encourage you to study section 11 yourselves after you've listened to this kind of supplement. But there's a few verses in here that stood out to me with some thoughts on why Hiram Smith needed to receive this specific instruction before he was able to do the work. Why was he given the instruction to go away and learn before he sought to speak the word, whereas people like Joseph Smith Sr. were just told, if you desire to serve, you're called, and this is what you need, and then off you go. Hiram was given these specific instructions. So in verse 12, it says, "And now verily, 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 I say unto thee, put your trust in that spirit which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously, and this is my spirit." So the Lord is telling Hiram to go and receive more of the spirit so that he can receive that personal revelation. Here we are once again in a situation where we have personal revelation being taught as an important principle. Is it any wonder why our prophet today, President Russell M. Nelson, is encouraging us? He's even pleading with us to go and seek how we've received personal revelation. It turns out that the beginning of the Doctrine and Covenants sections we studied so far really revolve around the people learning how to hear the Lord through the Spirit. Julie B. Beck said this, quote, "We are told to put our trust in that Spirit which leads us to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously. We are also told that this Spirit will enlighten our minds, fill our souls with joy, and help us know all things we should do. Promised personal revelation comes when we ask for it, prepare for it, and go forward in faith, trusting that it will be poured out upon us." Close quote. We then carry on further in verse 13, where it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I will impart unto you of my Spirit, which will enlighten your mind, which will fill your soul with joy." Once again, we see the importance of receiving that Spirit. Barbara Thompson said this, quote, "Most often personal revelation will come as we study the scriptures, listen to and follow the counsel of prophets and other church leaders, and seek to live faithful, righteous lives. Sometimes inspiration will come from a single verse of scripture or from a line in a conference talk. Perhaps your answer will come when the primary children are singing a beautiful song. These are all forms of revelation." Close quote. We have the moments where we hear a song and it really lifts and ignites our souls. And sometimes we just think it's our emotion, but actually it is the Spirit teaching the true principles of those things being taught in that song to our hearts. And there are many ways we can feel of that Spirit. So let's broaden our horizons on that and seek to have the Spirit in our lives on a daily basis. And then when it comes, recognize it and give thanks to God for the fact that we have the Spirit in our lives to be able to give us those prompting, uplifting and edifying moments. Continuing on into verse 14 of Doctrine and Covenants 11, it then says, "And then shall ye know, or by this shall you know, all things whatsoever you desire of me, which are pertaining unto things of righteousness, in faith, believing in me, that you shall receive." So the Lord has said to Hiram that once you feel these things enlightening your mind and filling your soul with joy, this is how you know the truth of these things. So he's saying, this is how you feel personal. This is how you feel personal revelation. Now, isn't this interesting? Because I don't know about you, but three sections before, or I should say two sections before in section 9, Oliver Cowdery was told that he would feel the Spirit by a burning in the bosom. And yet here we have Hiram being told that he will feel it by an enlightening of the mind and his soul being filled with joy. That's two different things. So is the Lord contradicting himself? Well, no, of course not. He is telling these two different individuals how they feel of the Spirit. And I think that once again, we need to learn that feeling the Spirit comes in different ways to different people. And I think studying these sections has really highlighted that even more so than ever for me. And that's why we are being told to find out how we hear him. And as we do that, we can receive that direction and that strength. Randall L. Ridd said this, quote, "Right in the palm of your hand, you have the wisdom of the ages. More importantly, the words of the prophets, from Old Testament days to present Thomas S. Monson. But if you don't regularly recharge your cell phone, it is useless and you feel lost and out of touch. You wouldn't think of going a single day without charging your battery. As important as it is to leave your home every day with a full charge on your cell phone, it is far more important to be fully charged spiritually. Every time you plug in your phone, use it as a reminder to ask yourself, have you plugged into the most important source of spiritual power, prayer and scripture study, which will charge you with inspiration through the Holy Ghost? It will help you know the mind and will of the Lord, to help you make small but important daily choices that determine your direction. Many of us stop whatever we are doing to read a text message. Should we not place even more importance on the messages from the Lord? Neglecting to connect this power should be unthinkable to us." Close quote. Great words there, really important insights into how this recharge, this spiritual recharge, doesn't have to just come at sacrament meeting. We often talk about how the sacrament is like our spiritual boost for the week, but a weekly boost is not enough in this day and age. We have to have this daily boost, and that comes through our daily worship, through ponderous scripture study, through meditative prayer, reflective prayer, and that's how we can really recharge our batteries for the week. Hiram is then told to wait a little longer until you shall have my word, my rock, my church, and my gospel, that you may know of a surety of my doctrine. So Hiram is told basically to go away, to learn how to feel the Spirit, and to wait. But he's not told to wait and do nothing. He is told to do something specific. In verse 20, he is told, "Behold, this is your work, to keep my commandments, yea, with all your might, mind, and strength." So first, he has to keep the commandments. David M. McConkie said this, quote, "Our first and foremost responsibility is to live so that we can have the Holy Ghost as our guide and companion. When Hiram Smith sought to become engaged in latter-day work, the Lord said, 'Behold, this is your work, to keep my commandments.' This is the starting point. The counsel provided by the Lord to Hiram is the same counsel he has provided to the saints in every age. Speaking to teachers today, the first presence he stated, 'The most important part of your service will be your own daily spiritual preparation, including prayer and scripture study and obedience to the commandments.'" Close quote. And then Hiram is told something which we read very often as a verse, as a go-to verse in the Doctrine and Covenants. He says, "Seek not to declare my word, but seek first, or first seek to obtain my word, and then shall your tongue be loosed. Then, if you desire, you shall have my spirit and my word, yea, the power of God unto the convincing of men." Hiram is told not to go and teach, not to go and testify, but to go and study, go and learn. And then at that stage, if he wishes, he can be called to teach. In relation to this, President M. Russell Ballard said this, quote, "Hiram's life is a witness to his obedience to this instruction. To the very last day of his life, he devoted himself to obtaining the word through study of the scriptures. In Carthage jail, he read and commented on extracts from the Book of Mormon. The scriptures were obviously part of Hiram's being, and he turned to them during times when he needed comfort and strength the most. Just think of the spiritual strength we could gain in our lives, and how much more effective we would be as missionary teachers, missionaries, and friends if we studied the scriptures regularly. I am sure we, like Hiram, will be able to endure our greatest trials if we search the word of God as he did." Close quote. Now, of course, we have this great example, and those people listening to this podcast are probably the converted and probably preaching this to the converted about needing to increase our study and needing to develop our understanding of how we feel the Spirit when we do study. Because if you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously a keen studier of the scriptures, but it's still an important principle and one that Hiram clearly needed to know. And when we look forward, fast forward through Hiram's life, we then see why. Hiram was called to great responsibilities in the church. He wasn't called onto the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, but many have stated that Hiram was almost like second in command to Joseph Smith, that he had such a huge role in leading and teaching and preaching in the church, that the loss of both of them, Joseph and Hiram, who of course were martyred together, was a huge loss for the members. And they really sorrowed and were grieving over these two losses, not just the fact they'd lost their dear prophets, but also the prophet's brother as well. And I think that with Hiram Smith, he clearly listened to these instructions and followed them. And I think that we need to do that at times as well. When in times we are desiring to do something, we wish to serve in a certain way or serve the Lord in some way, his answer may well be for us, this is not yet the time, but go away, keep the commandments, study diligently, feel of my spirit, and you will be prepared for that time when it is your time or that time comes. There is much more that the Lord said to Hiram Smith, but we'll have to stop it there. Thank you very much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed the study. Please do continue to follow this podcast by subscribing to it. You can leave a review. You can also join the Facebook group, Church of Jesus Christ Study Session with Come Follow Me, if you want to share what you've been studying on there. I'd love to hear more from our listeners. And you can also email ldsstudysession@gmail.com if you're interested in joining in a future podcast episode with me through Zoom yourselves. Thank you for your time, and until we meet again.